I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Oh, good evening and welcome, my little trundle files. I hope you've all been nasty little creeps, because that's the only reason you could deserve the mess we have in store for you. Why, it's Trundlemas at the old homestead, and our goblins have been hard at work, avoiding the responsibilities and finding ways to scrape something together at the last minute. Coming up is the complete and utter folly of their efforts. So milk the teat of the nearest sweet, sweet eggnog fairy into your festive mug and settle in for that attic-based after-dark delve into all things Trundle Manor, known only as the Trundlecast.
I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Trundlecast. This is our attic-based After Dark delve into all things Trundle Manor. I am your host, Mr. Arm. Beside me, as always, is Velda von Minx.
Hello.
Around the table is Mike Syke.
Greeting and salutations.
Our good jester, Caster.
Woo!
Jimmy Z and Eve are in the background.
Greetings, everybody.
Hi, I'm talking to you from the 1940s.
They've got a brand new microphone, so deal with it.
From the 40s.
Brand old microphone.
This is our Christmas show. It will probably not come out during Christmas,
Merry
but try
Xmas.
To deal with it anyway.
Give us a day or two.
It'll be Valentine's Day.
We'll see you next April. But we are upstairs trying to deal with the whole Christmas season as it is. Trundle Manor itself, while we do not seem like a very Christmassy place, we can get quite jolly. I myself am...
Santon!
Santon!
Santon came to visit us and give us presents of booze and figgy pudding.
I've done these things, although our friends have brought most of the booze.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you to everybody.
The figgy pudding was amazing.
Hell yeah.
It was totally amazing.
Those Brits know what they're doing.
Mr. Arm knows how to be Brits, so that works out!
Trundle break.
Oh, wait.
Hey.
Jim.
Caster, I thought your new present was going to be a gong that you talked about repeatedly.
Jimmy over there said he had a soundboard thing going, right?
We have a
something
fartaphone.
That rhymes with gong?
We're going to make Jimmy cry if we keep talking about it.
Just use the fuck-a-phone.
Mike, where's your fuck-a-phone?
Get your fuck-a-phone, Mikey.
Whoa.
No, the other one.
Yes, well, I'm looking over here. It's not porn. Yeah. I'm actually looking at Battlestar Galactica again and looking for that.
Mike, you
elusive.
Need to get... You're learning from your kids. Put your fucking phone down. Oh. Put your phone down. Stop doing that.
You go to porn again?
I'm going to fucking call you out every time now.
Battlestar Galactica.
Put the fuck down. Put it
it's
down.
Porn.
I'm gonna fucking kill
really,
you.
It's porn. Really.
It doesn't help. It doesn't make it fine.
I'm gonna
what? Porn doesn't make it fine?
Put your phone down! There we go. Better. How about that? You like that? You gonna put your fucking phone down?
Porn makes everything better.
That was rude.
Except
I'm sorry,
for chafing.
Guys. That was way too shitty.
Makes it worse. Chafing. Makes it worse.
That was very loud.
Yeah.
Your present.
Oh.
Is that Pepsi bottle just...
Fuck you! Aimed as far away from the mic as possible, Mike had his fuck-a-phone.
Try it once more. Try it once more with feeling.
Into the microphone!
Fuck you!
Much better.
For people that can't see these sound waves, Mike has this little trumpet with no little pushy finger buttons. It's just like a big bent piece of metal.
Thank you, Eve.
It would be described as a bugle, It would be described as a bugle. However, I think it's just a piece of tin that you found at the thrift store. It's supposed to be attached to a wreath, I'm pretty sure. It's not functional.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, see, it works. It works
when he yells, functional fuck you,
enough.
In a teeny mouthpiece. Mm.
It's like a kazoo that's shaped like a horn, basically.
Fair enough.
Without the thingy-pushy button.
Yeah, no thingy-pushy button.
Without the thingy-pushy button.
No thingy-pushy button. You can fill it with your own DNA all you like.
Now that your intelligence is dropped, we're going to bring it back up with a great episode.
As we go.
Yay!
All right, so Trundle Manor has been having quite a good time.
I think we
have partied.
We did
a lot,
party.
Actually.
We did do a party, Halloween party. Fine.
We did.
The last Trundle Cast was right before the Halloween party, and then it came out way after the Halloween party.
Yeah.
So it was great.
I hope you got the invite.
It sucks to be you. Also, we can only fit like 100 people in our house, so it sucks to be way more.
It was about 150 at least.
Yeah.
Void were prohibited by law. Tax license not included.
Thank you, sir. No, Halloween was fucking amazing. We had Dangle, who is called Dangle because he has a penis piercing that he dangles things from, mostly things that are on fire. So he had a sledgehammer that he was flinging.
Trundle break!
Oh, sorry, that was inadvertent.
That's fine.
Has to happen though.
Was he the same guy that was telling that story where he stuffed Chip Chop ham and Isley sauce up his urethra and put a power?
Yeah, that was
in
him. Wait.
That's the most disturbing.
I missed this.
Yeah.
Usually
he was, like,
you put
we
your urethra into chip chopped ham.
It goes the other way around, but he stuffed chip chopped ham up in his manhole. And then he used like a power drill screwdriver bit to like
pull
get
it
up
back
in
out.
There. Yeah, to back it out.
Did he back all of it out? Because that sounds.
I know it sounds. He's gonna get an infection.
Like as
an
a
infection.
Lady.
Yeah.
As a lady with a bigger hole that's where you
I wouldn't want to put chip chop ham on my
the human body is not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy that from the 1990s that you can just play with.
What are you doing with
welcome
your
to the first 3 minutes of the Trundlecast.
Hey, listen, here's our Christmas message.
What now?
Don't put ham in your body in places that are not your mouth.
Unless
don't
it's Isley's.
Yeah, Isley's is probably fine.
No,
chipped
Isley's
up.
Is no exception.
No, it is an exception.
Local
I'm sorry.
Local Pittsburgh ham is still not good in your urethra.
No, it's good. It's
still
fine.
Right on it.
Don't slam the ham, kids.
It's got probiotics.
Don't slam the ham.
Yeah, you can slam it from the outside, but don't slam it in you.
Slam it in you.
Someone's screw fell out. We have a loose screw in the shop.
I don't know. Is it full of chipped ham? Is it weird and
put
gross?
It in that big, put it in that big empty
hole
in the floor.
Does it smell like urethra? Oh, my God.
All right,
told that
all
guy
right,
afterwards.
All right, all right. Slow down.
You got a big urethra.
Slow down.
You got a big urethra. And he's like, that's mean. And I'm like, that's the echo.
Nice.
Sorry.
It's Christmas.
It Yay! Is Christmas. We've had a bunch of rum, a little bit of apple brandy. Apple brandy?
Yeah I did the apple brandy, apple cider, and rum mix.
That's a good mix.
Pretty good combo.
Yeah, I'm digging
it. Apple brandy was, I don't know, it was hitting me weird. I had to switch back to rum.
I like to call it the I don't want teeth in 10 years combo. Because I'm trying my best.
I will drink to that.
West Virginia.
The Ozark smile.
They say West Virginia's for lovers.
No, that's Virginia. No.
Oh, wait, those
Sister
are cousins.
Mother,
West Virginia's
well,
for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Father.
So, how's everybody been doing? Are there,
Tell us about you guys.
Come on, guys. What's up? Tell us
that way.
Has there, you know, the last Trundlecast was pretty iffy, but we got some awesome presents from Caster. There was a lot of shit going on. He had an awesome road trip. There was tons of things that
Which
other people were doing.
Which we still need to finish talking about.
Oh, no. He's
for
supposed
another
to make,
time.
Yeah, he's
time.
Gonna make
another
whole
life. Okay, yeah. I didn't think tonight, yeah.
This is a Christmas special.
I know, it's a Christmas damn special.
Rachel, stop setting us off in the wrong direction. God!
I am a chaos
Why did
demon.
I marry you?
You married a chaos demon, and you should know this by now.
Damn you, Mrs. Santon.
Are we gonna hear Mike's fuck you horn at some point tonight?
I don't know, that's up to him. He's still playing with his phone. Put your phone down.
I got my face.
I was adjusting
my
Facebook.
Boy, put your phone down.
I got nothing on there, Mike.
Put your phone down.
Anton.
We can all be present. You can be present, too.
Anton.
Moving on.
Santon is from Brooklyn.
Well, we just got something in the mail that everyone ordered.
Oh, shit. Mike, why don't you tell us about it?
Tell Mike,
us about the saga, the long saga.
No, Mike, go ahead.
Anyway, well, hey, well.
Turning Rachel down.
With everything going on with this fuzzy
off.
Naval Werewolves Association.
Strawberry Werewolves!
I was getting really fucking pissed off about the whole thing. And I said, Anton, sure. When are we going to get this, you know, this Trundlecast, Lost Trundle Society off the ground? I said, well, you know, it's your fucking ball. Run with it. I said, well, fucking A, motherfucker. And I grabbed the balls, and I'm like, I have two of them. And I squeezed them, and I said,
oh. And with mine, you had at least three.
That's
you
true.
Had a hand on your wife's purse for the night?
Oh, that
and
was.
You know, it's great. Since I turned off Caster, no one heard that.
That's fine. So,
go on, Mike.
So anyway, I'm perusing the internet and found someone who would created our patches. And I said to Anton, what do you think? He said, it's your ball. Run with it. And I said, okay, well, I need this logo. So we got the Trundle Mander House on the Hill logo. We found the right colors. We found the right size. And ladies and gentlemen, we have fucking bats. Patches.
We have now got back patches.
They look so good. They really do.
It's really fucking cool. It's the Trundlemander logo, the one that you'll see in the corner of our website. Go to Trundlemander.com.
Silhouette of the house. Yeah.
Silhouette of the house. It says Trundlemander underneath with the Trundlemander colors, which are turquoise and red, obviously. And underneath. Now we went back and forth with this, right? Because we were trying to make it sort of like a biker-ish look. And we wanted to have it still sort of be like a club. So on the very bottom, I said, well, the bottom rocker is always the city that you're in. So the bottom rocker is Pittsburgh. And not Pittsburgh, PA, because everybody knows what the fuck Pittsburgh is. That's our city. There's only one Pittsburgh in the world with an H at the end.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you don't have the H, then fuck off.
With an H at the end. I think there's like a Pittsburgh, Florida, but it's Florida. Simply don't
know. No, there's also a Pittsburgh, Arizona. There's a couple Pittsburgh, but there's no H.
You're all missing the point. The point is that we're the only one with an H.
Yes,
at the end.
Correct.
All right, so you didn't have to say that. Anyway, moving on.
For those saying that we're
the real Pittsburgh.
Some of us can't spell.
In the top rocker, we have our main club, which is the compendium of every person that helps out Trundle Manor that actually sticks around and is a big part of us, is the
Lost Trundle Society.
So if you want... That's an old reference, sorry. So if you want to be a part of shit like that, then you got to hang out long enough to actually make friends with Mike. Not even with me, with fucking Mike, because he's the guy that's running
the
patches.
He's a patch man.
Yeah. If he denies you, then fuck you.
Then you're not up to Mike's standards.
And my standards are pretty fucking low.
Pretty goddamn low, my friend.
Talking about low standards. Got low standards. Got low standards for all the boys and girls.
So we have different levels of our dick. With our patch levels here. We have our Trundlecast patch level.
TC.
TC. We have our what's our movie night? What did I say?
Do you have a separate patch for movie night?
Yes.
Well, there's also one that we should get made. There should only be two of them. And that's two V's for the Video Vixen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we have two.
Yep, yep. We only have two members
the Trundle Movie Appreciation Society.
Oh, TMAS.
Yes.
TMFS.
That's right. And then, of course, Anton will have his own.
TF. Trundle. TF.
AS.
AS. TFAS.
Nope.
That's pretty good, TFAS.
Nope. Below the name, just put MAF.
That's too many letters.
Movie as fuck.
Yeah. I like that better.
Good one.
No, what did you mean?
I forget. I was.
It was 2 seconds.
I think there's supposed to be a T in there somewhere. But
of course, we'll do some custom ones. We have our good friend Laura. We did a custom one for her.
What was hers?
Her was VT for
Vet Tech.
Vet Tech.
Because she's little devil.
Because little devil's personal vet.
Yes.
No, that should be the LDGA. Little devil's guardian angel. Because she definitely is.
Santon.
She definitely is.
Santon's very.
Santon is giving out the titles.
Why are you getting so
because
emotional?
Because I'm poor, and that's the most that I can do.
You know,
so if you want to join us over here at the Lost Trundle Society, make sure to send me an email at my new email address over at Trundle
Manor.
Which is
MikeSyke@TrundleManor.com.
Syke, spell Spike.
PSYCHE.
MIKE.
PSYCHE.
There we go. At TrundleManor.com. Mike's going to have his own Trundle Manor business cards, too. Because part of his. Now, This is something that we haven't dealt with. Now, everybody knows now at this point, because we have shielded ourselves enough, that we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/Trundle Manor. We got some names on the wall. Mike decided that he was going to be an old-fashioned Patreon and just give us a bunch of fucking $2 bills.
I was here. That was a good night.
It was a good night.
Great. So instead of just going...
Sorry, that was good.
Instead of...
Grandpa pulled out the sock drawer and made it rain.
Oh, yeah, honey. Like, ow, my butt. Also, the only change you can get for a Trundle dollar is that giant penny from Adam West Batman.
Oh, that's...
Adam West penny Batman?
I want to make one of those.
Why don't you
I need to make one of those for the yard.
Can I just say that whenever that Slurpee sound comes on, it's not bong smokes. It's sipping of liquor.
The bong smoke.
I wish it was hookah smokes, but even Santon doesn't have enough coal to give out for tonight.
No, because everyone's bad.
I was just going to say, because everybody in Santon's life has taken it all.
Yeah. To the bone.
And secondly, that sound comes from me, so it might be a bong hit.
Listen, I'm looking at you, and I am trying to protect our assets.
It's booze.
I think my mom listens to this show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was cool in the 70s. She likes Queen.
Yeah, your mom's
mom
fine. She's cool.
Yeah. Not a groupie, but
your mom's so fine.
Fucking, she's gone. Your mom is gone in the head, but she's a cool chick. I like your
Look
mom.
Look forward to it.
No!
Because I see the future. There's
funny.
No way to make this better.
No, there's not, because that's...
There's no way for me to redeem myself.
Thing, but it does actually work for us, though.
Judy, I love you.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
You.
I'd love that you to do Cary Grant to
right?
assert yourself to my
yeah,
mom.
That's the best I could do.
Yeah. Well, I gotta talk about Joan Crawford and Freddie Mercury.
So, hi, Mom.
Don't try to outdo me. Not cool, man. Not cool.
Mike, why don't you tell
why
us about your... Wait, let's... Tell us about your trepidation this evening for your headwear.
Oh, she's Louise. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
Look, okay. Let me set the mood.
Set
everyone.
The mood.
All right. Everyone hush. So, Mr. Arm and Velda are busy making beautiful figgy pudding for the night.
The best figgy pudding.
We're trying to set up the mood. We've even made a pumpkin pie.
Eggnog pumpkin pie.
Eggnog. That
Which
is a that no one has touched yet. And everyone's here, and we're waiting on the uncle of the manor, my brother, Mike Syke. Mike Syke, the most awesome dude that supports Toronto Manor, finally fucking shows up. And he is in a bad mood, man. He's out. He's done. He's got nothing but misery in his fucking heart. He tells me there's many reasons for this, but the main reason is because he lost his brand new vest.
Fucking
pound
vest.
Guess what, though, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, though? Mike has now found and retrieved his brand new vest! Praise the manor. Praise the manor. Praise the manor.
Praise the manor. Yes.
That'll do.
Woo.
All hands on the Santon.
Hands on the fez. Hands on the fez. Yes.
Santon has provided your gift for this evening is your new fez.
Yes. I believe. I truly believe.
All right. So we send him back out into the night, and this motherfucker finds it in the middle of a parking lot.
Blowing across the parking lot. Was it like
blowing like a tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed weeble wobble.
Like a tumbleweed in a parking lot.
It was up. And it
like
was
a tumbleweed through the movie tire. Rubber?
Dude,
rubber. Like a tumble tire through the movie
like
tire.
Like a tumble tire through the movie rubber.
Yeah. That movie was ridiculous.
That was a great movie.
Let's just say that movie was ridiculous.
That was one of my favorite movies.
I did watch it beginning to end.
When he throws like the chicken to the people, I love it. I couldn't have enough.
You can't
Could
get
not have enough.
You can't get a better C-rated horror film than that.
Yeah.
I don't. That to me is A-rated. But like in America,
the production values are great. I just, you know,
the whole thing was awesome. The story was great. It was so surreal. It was very like a mix between Salvador Dali and a little bit of Andy Warhol.
Oh, you know what I mean? Land Without Bread, where they slice that eyeball open.
Oh yeah, the cow's eye.
Luciador.
Quote unquote cow's eye.
Oh no, it's a pig.
Unchi and
no, it's a cow.
The Land Without Bread.
It was a cow. It's a cow's eye.
I heard it was pig.
Well, was it? I heard it was cow.
I heard piggy. Yeah, we're going to the internet.
We're
let's agree to constantly fight about it.
Yay. Okay, cool.
All right.
We're still stuck on a mic, so how about a section from Fester's Best?
Fester's Best?
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I think last Trundlecast, Fester's Best got a little shunt in the asshole. Let's talk more about Fester's Best today.
Well, Fester's Best is featuring a wonderful t-shirt from T-Villain, and it's featuring...
Glenn Strange.
Glenn Strange.
It may not be Bela Lugosi.
No,
but
Glenn Strange is Frankenstein wearing a Santa's hat.
Who's Glenn Strange?
He's the only other person to play Frankenstein other than
Karloff and Lugosi.
Is his name actually Glenn Strange?
No, his real last name is Strange.
Really?
He was the one in Abbott Costello.
Does he have like a family name Strange, or is that his stage name?
I honestly don't know that much about him.
I think the Video Vixen should look that up for next time.
I quite agree.
I'd love to hear this.
He was.
Maybe we'll interview him sometime.
We should. Oh, I think
Glenn Strange. Let's interview Glenn Strange as one of our villains for the week.
That's right. He was in Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein. I don't know. He was the Frankenstein in that one.
I don't know how repetitive that Toronto Manor is. The Toronto Cast. Anyway, what?
He was Frankenstein in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, I assumed that was just a... Yeah, so
Karloff only did the first three, so he took over like 40s Frankenstein.
Oh.
And most of the monster toys you see from the 50s and 60s, like all the rockabilly stuff, it's mostly Glenn Strange's face more than Karloff's.
Really?
He got merchandise more.
Mm-hmm. Wow, sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That sucks that I didn't know that.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't well known. But Karloff did well. He died a millionaire, and he was the Grinch.
Yeah.
Fucking Merry Christmas.
He's a mean one.
He is a mean one.
You're a mean one.
But you know, with
Mr. Grinch,
the vocals is not Karloff.
No, it's Thurl Ravenscroft, who is the best gothist name in the world.
Yes, and he was Tony the Tiger, too.
Yes.
He's great.
Thank you, Eve.
You're welcome.
Goddamn, thank you.
It's great.
But Karloff did the story part, like the narrator.
Yes.
He
was credited as vocals on the album.
He was the vocals of the Grinch speaking, but the Grinch singing was Tony the Tiger, Thurl Ravenscroft.
Hold on, Eve.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Good. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, it's like Nightmare Before Christmas, where the vocals for Jack Skellington are not Danny Elfman.
Right.
Or the singing is Danny Elfman. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I don't think
Oingo, so. Danny Elfman was doing the singing?
Liars.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's like Oingo Boingoing it out.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Not I love like, little girls.
Mm-hmm. Little girls, they make me feel so good.
Thank heaven for little girls.
It's the same song.
It was definitely
great
a precursor
song.
To Oingo Boingo.
Love that song.
So if you're out there...
What Oingo Boingo are you talking about? That's the only little girl song I know.
No, there's a song from the 80s
Bad
called
Manners.
I Love Little Girls, and I'll play the video because Danny Elfman did it being a super creep with all these clearly adult, like 30-year-old women
girls,
in like vintage 90s but acting like children. No, it's cutesy and weird if you like Jailbait. It's fun. It's a fun video, and it's taking the piss out of someone. So everything's legal.
On the vein of Thank Heaven for Little Girls, have you guys ever watched? There's actually Zombo brought it up. He actually started having this thing where
we love Zombo.
Yeah, he
Zombo.
What, you like little girls?
No, Zombo.
He actually had this thing. They were called video tropes. They were called this. Yeah. There was one thing.
Yeah,
there was it was a jukebox that had videos that would play.
That's right.
And this was from like the 1960s. This wasn't...
It was French, wasn't it?
This was ridiculous. And it was only in France, I think, that they were doing it. But the videos from this, Zombo has a bunch of them, but I've seen a few of them. And Zombo used to play them at, I think it was the Hollywood that he played them the one time.
We saw them before the Ed Wood night.
And he played these. And they're these ridiculous, like, very... And I am, well... appreciative of misogynistic culture.
Oh, yeah.
It existed. It was fun. I'm a white male, so it was fun for me.
Oh, it's done existing.
But no, I'm well aware of that, which is why I like that. But but they were like, they were these fucking videos that would play in jukeboxes, and mainly they were like French dudes just macking on women, and they were hilarious. They were hilariously awesome, and the ones that we saw were like dubbed, so you could see what they were singing, or you could hear what they were singing, but
the mouths were.
But it
insane.
Was very like video 1960s French, which was awesome.
Evie
to watch.
Has a question.
That sounds freaking boss. And where can we get a machine for your house? Follow up question: were you aware that the can-can was banned because the girls didn't wear underpants when they did it?
Oh shit, that makes so much more sense.
It makes a lot more sense why guys got excited.
That's the only can that I can.
Can you can-can?
Fill that can.
Can you can-can that can-can?
That makes a lot of sense because really, who's going to get that excited about like 18 layers of lace and ruffles?
Yeah. I don't know. I would. Well,
I'm a costumer. Like, I dig it, but I'm not going to bone up over it.
Yeah.
So I understand.
You don't have anything to bone up with.
You want
to
see some.
No, I know. But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to pay for this.
So you're saying you're not available?
This week.
You don't think it's hot that like women are doing can-can with no underwear?
No,
I've honestly lost the track of this story.
What I'm saying,
and all I've been thinking about this whole time is women can-canning with no underwear.
I didn't know that they did it without underwear. I thought they just had like 1900s undergarments on. I'm like, all right, it's exciting, whatever, right, I guess. But I now that I know what they're doing without underwear, like, of course that's why I get it now.
I think I'm losing a track again because I can only think of women can-canning with underwear.
Well, I hope you got away with a beautiful image in your head because you got to work tomorrow.
It's going to be 3 hours of masturbation.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Come again?
Anyway.
How can I get your job? I want that job.
What you doing in there, son? I'm combing my hair. He's like, okay, fair enough. That takes 3 hours.
I've got so many poops to do. Leave me alone.
So much poops.
What else are we doing at Christmas time?
So speaking of Christmas.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Toronto Manor's got this like new thing that we're possibly gonna try to start doing. That's gonna be really fucking cool, and not everyone knows about it. Actually, most of the people in this room don't know about it. We are gonna do an immersive play in Toronto Manor.
Oh fuck, that's right.
And it's gonna involve some of our friends and some of our cohorts, and we are gonna have a limited running, which is gonna be 4 weeks. It's gonna be, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it'll be 4 days a week, and we're going to do this immersive play, which is 6 people at a time, got a book in advance, and it's going to be pretty epic. We have a good friend of ours that did a play next door to Toronto Manor in the abandoned house, an immersive play over there, and she's going to be a part of it, Bathory, our good friend, and she's going to help us get grants and write it
part.
And do the actory part.
It's going to be
all the legalities.
I'm going to do a lot of the writing, obviously with Velda, you know, adding as almost half of what's going on.
I'll be helping write. I'll be doing costumes and it's slightly based on the way that we do things, but it's a more elevated experience, I suppose.
We are thinking to give you a general gist of the experience. We have a past life at Toronto Manor, which is Charlie, the guy that owned the house before us. Charlie is going to, since he has passed away, Charlie is going to lead you into the household and allow you to be one of the specters that is wandering through, trying to find your peace and find your place at Toronto Manor. Who knows which actor is going to pick you up, but at some point, you are going to be brought into the welcoming bosom of some of our, I don't know. How do we say it?
Bosom.
Crazy people.
You'll have to sign some contracts and you'll be part of an organization.
You're going to buy a ticket to the crazy train.
And if you're very lucky, you will become part of the permanent collection of Toronto Manor.
No, we don't want you.
Clive.
Put your fucking hand
right
down.
Turn,
Mike.
Clive.
Mike, my brother, you're obviously already a piece of the general collection.
Yes.
The grand collection of Toronto Manor.
You sad son of a bitch.
He raspberries off of Mike. But
they've wiped down all these fucking microphones after tonight.
So this is one of our.
This one's mine.
So this is one of our major things that we're doing at Toronto Manor coming up, and so keep an eye out for that shit.
I'm really excited.
And that's like coming in the new year. So
like June-ish, like summertime. We got time to plan.
So for the new year, does anybody have any good plans for the new year? What do you guys got going on?
Alcohol.
Obviously, alcohol. Well,
maybe a little less. Maybe
Trundle
a little
break.
More.
Trundle break.
Trundle break.
We're gonna do the immersive play, and then we're
Jimmy's
gonna...
worried about getting a word in. Jimmy, immersive. What do you have to say, buddy?
Well, I already missed my opportunity
there. Well, let's recreate it. Where do we have to start again?
He while he does that.
All right.
So anyway,
well, coming,
anyway,
you know,
so
coming
a lot of
this,
dead space there.
Yeah, any upcoming movie nights. We're going to have this special night where we have the Strawberry Werewolves up against the Trundle, the Lost Trundle Society, while we play the special edition of the Warriors.
I would like to know how that plays out, because I believe we have one person who is flip-flopping teams.
I'm a turncoat.
Oh, yeah, turncoat.
It's okay, you know.
I can literally turn
what
my
does that
I
mean?
Want to be a jet.
I think that's something we would call a Benedict Arnold.
I'll turn to Arnold Palmer.
I think the...
Eve, teach him how to talk into the microphone.
Well, got
I think the...
Jam it in his face.
I thought I had it jammed in my face, but I think that's what we call a Benedict Arnold.
There he is.
Turncoat.
Yeah. That smells like turncoat. But yeah,
turncoat.
We're gonna rumble. Look at the fuck. We got the Strawberry Werewolves.
We're gonna be
right
bopping.
Next to the Trundle Manor Society.
At Lost Trundle Society.
Everybody's getting wasted.
Unfortunately, two of the Strawberry Werewolves are in the Lost Trundle Society.
That's what I'm saying. We got.
We are. Look. The LTS is all encompassing. All right, that's everything that goes on at the manor. So the Strawberry Werewolves are your club underneath the LTS.
It'd be a sub club.
So they
that's
can,
how it goes.
They
man.
Can jump in the brawl and punch
okay.
anybody. Is what you're saying? They're like the wild card.
See, I'm trying to set it up so anything that happens is underneath me. So that's fine. You know, whatever. Strawberry Werewolves under me. I'd like to get all the Strawberry Werewolves under me. That's fine. Whatever.
Ooh, I would rather.
Hey-o. I tried to get Jimmy to get that sound effect.
I know.
And he's like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, it's a vuvuzela. You know, I've learned.
It's an app on your phone.
I've learned that that's apparently a very British sound.
It is. The Benny Hill noise.
No, it's
soccer.
It's British. On top of that, it's like British hip hop, which is just a fucking joke. But anyway,
what would be even better if we could get more of our friends out there for that movie night to dress as different gangs from the movie?
That's a great idea. Let's put this out there. Anybody that thinks that they got a fucking gang that's better than the LTS or the Strawberry Werewolves, fucking come. Come at us.
Oh, yeah. Water balloon fight!
Can somebody please fill me in about what we're doing on my movie night that I missed?
Water balloon fight?
We're going to rumble.
We're going to have a rumble with the LTS, which is Lost Realm Society.
Right.
Which is all-encompassing. And the Strawberry Werewolves.
Right. Oh.
We're not going to rumble. But we're going to rumble with all the other fucking gangs that are coming after us.
I would love a Warriors party.
Dude, if I may, I think that, like, the Strawberry Werewolves collectively as a gang are like Mercy, where we're just sort of like, we got our little pink tank tops and such.
We got our nipples
still
hanging
part of the Warriors.
All over the street.
Reflecting upon that decision.
Just give me one vest. Come
reflecting
on.
Upon that, I think it might be a slightly bad idea because we are in the middle of Swissvale calling out a gang fight.
Well, look at that. That's smart. No.
It's less a gang fight and more a tickle fight.
Tickle fight!
Tickle fight! Although, to be fair,
get your gang colors, get your straps going, and let's tickle.
To be fair, the cops...
Personally, I think that's a great idea, having some kind of, like, warriors party where everybody comes dressed up as some kind of different gang.
We'll invite people that are friends with each other. They can sort it among themselves.
I think we should make this go nationwide. Let's get the Bloods and the Crips in, and let's get them all in here.
Stop,
tickle.
I just want to show films. I don't want to tickle Bloods and Crips.
Stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, stop. I declare a tickle war.
Stop. Being someone who's been imbued in a lot of the background Pittsburgh culture, let's not call out the Bloods and Crips. I don't want to.
We can
it's
cut the
for tickles.
Out.
I don't want
it's
it.
It's just for tickles, guys.
No,
really,
oh my God,
up.
No. I don't want to tickle
I
any of them.
I have been down that road.
Leave the straps at home and bring your
I tried
big
to,
and teddy bears.
I tried to tickle Caster today, and he almost broke my house. So
I was up on a ledge, and you grabbed my...
I don't
know.
Nope.
You were on a bar stool. Like revolving bar stool.
Can we just
very
say,
ticklish.
Full disclosure, have you guys seen the Simpsons episode where Homer had the Hell Satans? And then the real Hell Satans are like, no, you got our logo and shit. You're going to have to eat your Frisbee.
That
eat that sweatshirt.
Has happened.
That happened to Anthony.
To my old club.
Yes.
That was like.
That's real.
Look. Okay, let's everybody pause and listen to the story.
Okay.
When I had the Drifters, this was before the Drifters were the Drifters. That Drifters is my car club. The you know, it was something I started when I was 17 with a friend of mine, and we were struggling to find a club name. We were originally the Devil Boys, and it was four of us. It was like four dudes hanging out. I think two of us had cars. Okay, the other guys were just part of the club, and then. This one guy said, hey, I got this friend of mine. I think he'd be great for the club, but he wants to, like, have a sit-down. Like, this was the whole thing. And we went to the White Eagles Club, and which the White Eagles was not... It wasn't, like, one of those social clubs. It was an after-hours club where all of the biker clubs would go there after hours because if you had a card, you can get in after hours, and you could drink after 2. You know, so legally, you could drink in Pittsburgh after 2. And I didn't drink at the time, so I'm like, whatever. But the guys knew me enough where I was a member by proxy, just by being Mr. Arm or Pony Boy at the time. And
hell yeah.
And I had gone in. We sat down at this little table with this dude, and it was Jeff Zapitis, who's a good dude. He's a strange guy, but he's a good dude, and he's like... cool as fuck. Like, if you're in high school, he's cool as fuck. That's who he is. He's like cool older dude, you know. And I was out of high school, and he was the cool older dude. So he said, like, I'll join your club, but we can't be the Devil Boys. That's a shitty name. So we got to come up with another name. And I'm like, all right, so we'll like change the name for you, I guess, you know. And we changed the name of the Devil Boys, which I thought was a cool, fun, like, young name for something. We changed it to the Hellions. He said, I'll agree to this. The Hellions. H-E-L-L whatever. I made up a screen print for our jackets. The screen print was a devil skull with a cross bones or pistons. I can't remember. And the following week, one of our other, like, newer members, this was, like, six of us at the time, but the one guy who loved to run his mouth to online to other people, he ran his mouth so much about our new club that we found out that the Hellions was actually the name of a duck club for the Hell's Angels. So, like, a smaller club that wasn't known as the Hell's Angels, but they were part of the Hell's Angels. And I'm like, well, we're a car club. We're not a bike club, but, you know, all right. I get, like, you don't want us having your name. That's cool. And they're like, you know, like, you better change your name. That's not what you are and all this stuff. Like, and I'm hearing this third party, you know, from this guy. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to deal with this, so let's change our name. So we ended up changing our name to the Drifters, which was one of my good friend, one of the dudes in the club. It was his father's old gang from 1959. It was his father's gang. Like, this was an old gang, an old name. He actually had claim to it, so it was something. And so we change it, and the next week, the Hell's Angels showed up to Pittsburgh, and in mass, like, they all showed up to Pittsburgh. And I have no actual proof that it was for us, but this was right after they said, we're telling our brother crew that you guys are trying to take our name. So I think they were in there for us. And they would have killed us if we had not just changed that out.
You would have died of eating your own frisbee.
Yeah.
And
you,
like,
would have gone down like fans at Montauk.
And to be honest, like, at the time, not that I'm less pompous now or full of myself, but at the time, I was also right out of my teens. So I was more a piece of shit than normal. And I definitely would have died.
You were all rage boners.
I would have been rage boners, and I would have died. But now we were the Drifters, and that is like the story of the progression of the Devil Boys to the Hellions.
I love that story.
To the Drifters. Yeah.
I don't even know what your altruitis is. It makes you sound more badass.
What? It's 100. Why? I.
I'm not down to you. I'm saying I'm
believing
it.
No.
In general, I love it.
I 100%. Believe that there's no reason to make up stories if your life is awesome.
That's
my
true.
Life
I
has
believe.
Been fucking ridiculous.
We got no reason mm-hmm. to lie about anything.
And I've mm-hmm. I've never lied. Why would I lie? I barely talk.
I think it's
when I go out, I will only tell you two true stories because I've earned my fucking place yeah. in infamy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm
you're so famous, you're infamous.
Why do you think I'm so full of myself? Because all the shit that I say has actually happened. I've had a fucking
oh, yeah.
ridiculous life. Yeah. It's fun. Anyway.
I want to assume. And I
why were we talking about
I don't know, but like
because
the legend
of
Santon.
Oh, because
Claus.
Of the patches.
Patches.
What about Santon Claus?
Santon Claus's legend was that the Harley Davidson Hell's Angels came to ruin Christmas, and Santon beat them back. Christmas
by
style.
Changing the name of his club. to not get the shit beat out of him.
And then Boris Karloff narrated your story.
Yes, he did.
And Chuck Jones
you
drew it up.
You guys came in hard and wanted the name, and
yes!
we just backed down just a bit.
Completely.
Yeah.
We backed down completely.
Well, it's called negotiation, air quotes.
That's
that you
how
can't
it works.
See on TV.
Like, if you don't know, you don't know the biz. Right?
I realized that it was six guys versus the Hell's Angels, and I'm okay.
I don't know.
Not. Fighting the Hell's Angels.
The Warriors only had like 9 dudes, and they like got whittled down to like 3 dudes and a real
and Mercy.
Slutty chick. Yeah,
I mean, a
19-year-old
rage boner.
Yeah,
times 6 is a lot. That is quite
That's
a lot.
Lot.
That is a lot of power.
Total
behind it.
Rage
so
boners.
If you guys remember, and you know, we'll talk about whatever, but like if we actually talk about how the movie, the Warriors actually worked, is that.
Yes.
They weren't trying to be hard asses. They were just trying to.
They just want
to
get home.
No, they were trying to get out of bad standing with
yeah.
all the clubs. They
yeah.
weren't trying to be assholes. They were just
yeah.
like
they were
murdering.
They were like
a
yeah. wrongly accused. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. We're not.
Yeah.
It's like what we were doing. We're like we're not fucking bad
not
people.
To,
like just relax a bit. Stop
oh
trying
God.
To beat the shit out of me.
You
right
know
now.
What? Actually, around about the same time that happened to the Drifters, I did notice a really shady guy from the Rogues. Like, he looked real sweaty, like, calling people up and be like,
did he
yeah.
have, like, a chin that was made out of, like, 6 pounds of silly putty?
Yeah, he was yeah, like, yeah. yeah, it was the Devil Boys. They did it. And he rubbed bacon grease on himself before he made a phone call.
He's disgusting, and we're going to steal his 59 Cadillac because he
doesn't. Oh, we're going to steal. He doesn't deserve that road.
That bitch and that beautiful car.
Oh, girl.
Come on.
Come on.
That was a 58.
58? That's why I'm married.
No, if it's in Pittsburgh, it's a 57 because ketchup.
My favorite car that's ever existed, there's two of them, and one of them I've only seen in a junkyard. And the first one I owned, which was a 58 Cadillac. And 59s are kind of cool, but the 58 was this huge chunk of steel that made no sense. But it was this giant fucking vehicle that was beautiful, and I owned it. And I ended up, you know, I hate body work, so I never did anything to it. And I ended up just taking the engine out and putting it in the hot rod because Dad's like, look, if you get this fucking piece of shit out of my garage, I will help you build a hot rod. And I'm like, all right. That means that you'll help pay for it. So let's do it. But the other one, I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was. It was, I think, it was a DeSoto.
The old Herkimer Balogun.
Oh my God, it's the most humane.
Don't hold me to it. But it wasn't the second limousine that I ever bought on the lot, this was in Ohio, on the lot, they had this car, and it was the only car I ever saw, but it had not bigger fins from a 59 Cadillac, but thicker fins.
Thicker.
And the ends of them were all chrome, like this big chunk of chrome.
It was like Jane Mansfielding corn dogs, like thicker but sexier thicker.
And I have never
luxury package.
I have never seen one since. It was one of those cars that like it was the year and the time where they were so ridiculous that no one bought them. They're like, this is too ridiculous.
And it's
I'm not buying this.
A chunk of steel, of course.
So there were probably like, you know, there were probably, whatever, 1,000 made or whatever, but,
was that like
you
when
know,
the hearse and the milk truck was
a DeSoto. I think it was a DeSoto.
In that garage?
I'm trying to remember. No, it was in the lot.
Oh, God.
I still have a very, very old picture on one of my very old CDs of saved photographs.
What's a CD, sir?
Let me ask
sir?
You a valid question. If it was a Stephen
a CD?
King novel.
I'm dating myself.
A cassette
would it be a good
disc?
Guy or a bad guy car?
Oh, it's a bad guy car.
Oh, yes.
Every car I ever care about is a bad guy car.
Stephen
come on.
King, bad
I
guy
would do obscene things to that car's tail fins. I would only do that to a bad guy car.
You saw those
would,
pictures, right,
I
baby?
Slice a salami on that.
You remember
fin.
Those pictures?
I'm remembering the inside of that garage because it was the place we bought it from was CW Coachworks. They had. Professional flower cars, hearses, limousines.
Yep. CW Coachworks out of Ohio. They do
damn
limos,
straight.
Ambulances,
were,
and hearses.
Been, of course
yep.
you've been up there.
They're specific. Yep. They're very specific.
The limo that we have down below is from them, but they were all fucked up. The first car I bought from them, I was driving back, and the roof blew up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Gotta love that Landau top, man.
That's right. Yours.
The wind ripped the fucking roof off. No. Yours is... A solid car. That's not from them.
Yeah, it's from the funeral home, I guess. Yeah.
That's a great car.
Originally, yeah.
I mean, I regret it every second.
A couple of leads.
And literally, I still own the fucking car.
Yeah, I've got a transfer of title.
Legally, I am still paying insurance on that car because you need to fucking
help me.
Why? Because if you wreck it, it's on me.
No, but why are you paying insurance for a car you drove 1,000 miles a year?
Because
I would just be like, nah, yeah.
Because my luck does not hold out. I have to pay for my luck. That's how
you
it works.
Pay somewhere along the line. Can I just say, I love that even though we're dressed as fucking Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus, and we've
Santon
all day, Santon, it just evolved into like car talk, and I love car talk, and I want more car talk.
Oh, it's a Trundle cast. That's all.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I love it that it hasn't gone away.
It never will.
I know.
It's imbued in me, and I love telling people that I've built cars from the ground up because they're like. Like, they don't understand how much that we do at Toronto Manor. And it's like, we don't just have a collection of things. Like
we didn't just buy those cars. We have spent years fucking building every little thing on them.
We have spent our entire life building our life. It's not like we just have money and buy shit. We spend every hour of our day learning how to do stuff. Yeah. And learning how to create crypto taxidermy. Learning how to weld up strange vehicles. Learning how to make secret doors. Like, this is what we do. We make cool shit. Trundle break!
And you guys have put so much of your blood, sweat, tears, and emotions...
And some semen.
...into this place that... It just
a lot of semen.
It just
so
just,
much semen.
So much semen.
Yeah,
it's mostly my belly button. But
yeah,
that's weird.
But as soon as you step into this place,
semen? Should I be worried?
You feel that energy that you put into this place, and
cool.
People coming here instantly feel welcome because of not just the attitude of the hosts. You know, yourself and Velda included, you know, that it's just generally a fun place to visit. And you guys have taken all of these years to perfect that. and you've done such a good job at that. I'm happy.
Thanks, man.
I'm happy to be a part of the crew with all of you.
Of course you are, bud.
Oh, well, we love you too there, Jimmy.
Should we talk about Jimmy's contribution right now for what we've been working on this past week?
Let's do that, but let's first talk about Mike Syke, my brother.
Oh, okay.
I won't talk about anything like, you know, straight on, but he sent me a really nice text that was out of the blue, and it was just very supportive.
I'm drunk. And are you free? Oh, not that kind of thing. Sorry.
Hey, you busy?
Yeah. Are you free?
Can you send me a picture?
Hashtag 3 a.m.
But, like, we do a lot, and we talk about, in like a Trundle Manor, we talk about how the most thing that we're trying to do is give people more wonder and more of a reason to accept being themselves, being unusual, being strange, and it's not as weird as you think it is, and you don't have to follow a path. And we try to accept a lot of people and all their foibles and all the strange things that they do. We try to accept it. We try to understand it. We try to be a part of it. And we try to give them a place to be themselves. And, you know, it's really hard to keep people around because to be what we are, to be as, you know, accepting and understanding, we also expect people to understand that we have a hard time too. So we can be touchy. We can be tough. We can be very forward and very, you know, very, very mouthy about the stuff that we do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because, like, Jimmy, think about this. Let's, you know, Mike, you're awesome, but I want to talk about something that me and Jimmy have gone through where, you know, I have been very forward in talking about how he's dressed since he started hanging out at Toronto Manor.
Yeah, I distinctly remember you mentioning not too long ago, thank you for stop wearing them fucking fedoras.
I wear fedoras.
Well, it wasn't just shit on him, it wasn't anything like that. It's like sometimes you don't understand the stigma that you are furthering.
Can I butt in real quick? Like, sure. As a historical costumer, the stigma about fedoras is actually about pork pie hats. And Trilby is the one.
Hats. Yeah, Trilby hats.
The one that
Can you state the difference?
These dumb idiot kids wear. Yeah. Look up a picture of Humphrey Bogart, and he's wearing this 1940s detective, you'd think, kind of hat that's cocked to one side. However, your face is shaped. You make it to your own face shape. That looks like a classy gentleman. That's a fedora.
That's a true fedora, yeah, yeah.
It's got a bigger
Italian,
brim.
Yeah, the
it's
Italian
not like,
fedora.
It's not a snap brim.
It's got a bigger brim. It's got sharper points.
There's something that I always think about whenever I don't wear a lot of hats. I like my hair, so I don't wear a lot of hats. But I always think about it when I put one on, and there was what's the name of autobiography written by Frank Sinatra, and everyone should know this. It is called How I Wear My Hat.
Oh, that's fucking right, absolutely.
And it's because if you look at any picture, it's he wears his
same
forward.
As Bobby, yeah.
Forward, a little cocked to the side. It's not, you don't just put a hat on and you have a hat. It's, he was specifically in the title itself, he was talking about how he carries himself and how he is. And
it's classy, but a little slanted.
It's
his pure elegance.
Yeah. It's very specific about your personages. And you can't look at someone else and say, I want to look like that. That's not how it works.
No.
Because, honestly, you don't look like that.
You have to be your own version.
You can't look at another person and say, I'm going to look like that by putting on these clothes. No, you can't do that.
Well, you can if you're at Comic-Con, though. And also, Harley Quinn, stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can take a version of it. But what I'm saying is you can't think that you look as good as Frank Sinatra by just putting on a fedora.
I think people do, though.
Humphrey Bogart.
Here's the thing.
No. No, people think they do.
That's exactly I'm saying. Like,
and that's the problem.
It's a misplaced sense of self-worth.
Can I tell you guys a quick story about fedoras and my brother in high school who went to it? Oh. So my brother in high school, who's awesome as a person.
I met him. He's good.
Oh, yeah, he's good people. He went through an
Indiana
Jones.
Dude.
Yes. He went through an Indiana Jones hat phase in high school at Central Catholic. Turns out Zachary Quinto went to his same high school at the same time and teased him mercilessly about his hat.
Zachary Quinto was in the second season of American Horror. He was Leatherface.
Yeah, he's the creepy nipple lampshade guy from American Horror Story.
The big-faced guy?
The bigger, taller gay guy.
He was the gay guy number two in AHS season one.
Moral of the story, wear a fedora, even the gay guys make fun of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, long story short, choose your fedora well.
Well, we're just trying to tell people, like what we told Jimmy, now he dresses very well. He has nice suits. He looks really good in what he wears, and he buys stuff that fits him well. And even if he wore a hat, he'd be able to pull it off because I would just make fun of him.
What the hell is that noise?
That's his tie.
Oh, his tie's making a... God. He dresses so well, but his tie makes fucking music.
Still cute.
It's festive. Still cute. It's festive, and that's what I was aiming for.
I love it.
Well, thank you.
But you fucking pulled it off. Like, you look good. You know, you don't look like you're trying to be something. You just... You look good. It's fine. It's great.
You know, in the immortal words of ZZ Top, all the ladies are crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with that.
If I may double quote from the ZZ Top, I want to say I put a coon tune on that one.
A what?
Well, a coon tune.
Is that one of your other racist?
No, it sounds racist, but no, they have a song that's like, basically they have like a race against the devil. They're like, come on down, that's right. It's like, I put a coon tune on this engine, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
That's not a thing.
It is.
I don't know what that is.
It sounds wrong.
Oh, in the song, maybe.
Yeah, ZZ Top.
And ZZ Top should know what that is, but that's not a thing.
ZZ Top should listen to Gene Vincent again because it's Race with the Devil, and they should know that, and there's no such thing as a coon tune unless you live in the South, and we don't.
I know. I assume it would be a raccoon
Race
that can...
Race with the Devil, great song.
I think it's raccoons that can fix engines with their little hands.
I know! Oh, my God!
That I
want to say.
Well, you got to have legs and know how to use them, long story short.
Has everyone been having a pretty good, like, Christmassy season?
I'd fucking say so.
Well, now that I found my fez, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, dude, how many fezes do you have, dude?
Yeah, answer that.
How many? It's a valid question.
Actually,
answer.
Yeah. How many do you
have? Answer.
Five.
You have five?
Is it a solid
17?
Five or an estimate
five?
Five.
It's show us on your
five.
Fingers.
Yes.
He's a solid fiver. That's all right.
Five time club.
Yeah. Boop, boop, boop.
What are the plans for Christmas for everybody?
Barbecue.
Don't start with us because we're going to talk about
it. No, that's pretty good. We have our plans for Christmas. We have a Christmas party planned for all the Toronto people.
We want to know if it's limited edition. We have a very tiny house with all the gutty
prints.
We're
going to put this. This is not going to come out until, Valentine's.
Oh, right. This is coming out of February.
Now it's all you want. Suckers. It's fine.
It's like,
you didn't show up.
Sorry.
No, what I'd like to say is everybody that's listening to the Toronto cast right now is invited to our Halloween or a holiday party, our Christmas party. I want you all to show up. You'll get free booze, free food. We'll give you a present. I think some of our presents are scheduled at $1,000 a piece, and you're going to get that because whenever you listen to this podcast, as long as you say, I've listened to the Toronto cast, and this is your Halloween, your holiday party, Halloween, God damn it.
It's worth $1,000.
It's baby Jesus Halloween.
All right.
Toronto bucks.
I fucked this up twice, and what I'm saying is the joke is this won't show up before the party. Anyway.
Come to the show. We'll give you fake money.
There's going
to
be baby elephants there and midget rides. It's going to be like Caligula ice.
So one of the things that I'm going to do, and myself and Velda are going to do, is we're going to go to right after Christmas, the day after Christmas Day, we're going to go to a Masonic thing, which is, very special. And my Masonic Society is going to be paying for some of it. And we're going to have a good time. It's in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Which, take the Hershey Highway to get there.
We will literally take the Hershey Highway to get there.
I will
be fucking my wife up the ass so we can get there.
Oh, God. The whole way?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
We're going to be in someone else's car.
The whole way? She's like, if it's only half the way, it's okay. The whole way, though.
It is like 4.5 hours away from someone else's car. That's just unpleasant.
Caster, it is the whole way.
The whole.
way.
It takes 7 days to make the hole.
Your objection is irrelevant. This is 1950s.
But you know what? We've been talking a lot.
It's not 1950s. I'm the one with a time machine.
We've been talking a lot, but we do actually have a villainous interview, which
we do.
This was stated in the last TrundleCast, and I have secured some very special guests for this interview. So you know what we're going to do is we're going to take a break because I myself have got to pull down my nipple-high Santa pants, and I have got to unleash my anaconda, which is, you know, whatever, 2 inches long.
Your Yule log. About the size of a candy cane.
I gotta drain the Yule log.
A children's candy cane, and I have got to...
No.
But I've got to unveil some piss into our toilet. So we're going to take a trundle break, a very long one. We might break in with a little talk.
We'll be back.
And we will be back very shortly. So stick with us. All right, folks. Happy Christmas.
Hey, fucking Christmas.
I love you guys.
Ba-dum, bum, bum. Huh? God damn it, Mike.
It starts off with a heat miser.
Just bring up the lyrics. Can you do it from the lyrics? Do you have to? Whee!
Hey, honey, if we play part
of it,
we can play part of it on the podcast. That's fine.
No, that's stupid. This is the simplest lyrics in the world.
Take this away from me. I know.
This is so stupid. This is ridiculous.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Cold. I'm Mr. Icicle. Yeah. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Yeah. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whenever I touch, turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum. Ba-dum-bum.
He's Mr. White Christmas.
Wait.
Why are we waiting?
You missed a spot. I never want to know a day that's under 40 degrees. I'd rather have...
You missed that spot.
Rachel put me on... She put me to a specific spot.
The lyrics I posted on the group, it's not the original.
She put me in the wrong spot. I fucked up this time.
Okay.
I fucked up this time.
Okay, I want to say something positive. I appreciate the pointing at us when we're supposed to sing.
Yeah.
I will cue you.
We need that little bit of a cue.
Got you.
Let's do it.
Got you covered.
All right. Let's start it off.
Okay.
Get back to the very top where it says lyrics.
Yeah.
Are you there, Mike?
Are you there?
Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
All right.
Mike is ready.
Guys, are you ready? Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah. Right, yeah,
one,
we're good.
Two, three, four.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whenever I touch, turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
He's Mr. Friend on the Snow Miser. Whenever I touch, turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much. I never want to know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have it 30, 20, or 5. Let it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whenever I touch, turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. butter.
A little too much.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. Well, I'm too much.
He's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. He is too much. I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch, when it starts to melt in my clutch, when I'm too much. Too much!
Too much!
Well, we are back with the TrundleCast, and I am frustrated to no extent because I am Mr. Arm, and that is the way that I do things. But you know what? I know that we have some new villains for our villainous TrundleCast, and we have. I hope that you guys have some good interview questions. I've got a few of my own, and it is. You know what? This is a very Christmassy time, and these are like some of the top villains of the Christmas time themselves. It is Heat Miser and Snow Miser. So what do you guys think? Like, are you how is Christmas going for you?
Well, I'm having quite a hard time with all of these things, and I feel like people want everything to be full of snow.
You're just cramping my style, Heat Miser.
Well, I tell you what, Snow Miser, I will fight you at any time.
You know, I'm going to stick my Jack Frost right up your behind.
Boys, can I just say, we live in Pittsburgh, so depending on the day, we either have a very lovely warm day or a lovely snowy day. So
well, right now...
In constant competition.
This is my time because it is quite warm. It's probably, 50 degrees out? That's as cold as I can get.
That sounds accurate.
When I blow my cold blowing wind across your nipples.
No, Miser, I will have your head on my mantle.
I've got your head right where it belongs, Miser.
Well, you know what, guys? Let's just fucking relax,
very
you know? Relax.
I would say.
Is there no way you guys can coexist at all?
Of course we can.
Of course we will coexist.
Do you want me to melt him? That's fine with me, but good luck.
Goodness, you guys.
32
you guys.
At night. Hey.
All right.
Guys, it's Christmas. You know what? Is there a temperate miser I could speak to?
Temperate miser?
Do you have
very
a temperate
nice.
Miser?
Does anybody have any questions for our villains?
I have a question.
Several.
Go ahead.
What do the pair of you do during Halloween time? I personally live on the East Coast.
What?
I live on the East Coast of the United States. I live in Pittsburgh, so we feel all the
Halloween.
Yeah, so in the middle of October, autumn, what do you feel? Sometimes it's warm,
Halloween,
sometimes it's snowing.
I feel very comfortable because as far as I know, it's much warmer than white Christmas time.
When it's Halloween, I pretend I'm a weather forecaster.
Oh, that's enough from you, old boy.
I'm shooting on you.
I have several couture questions and fashion concerns for both
yes.
misers,
go ahead.
If I may. First question is directed towards Heat Miser. What product do you use in your hair to make it so amazingly flavorful?
You know what?
Screw you. My hair grows the way it grows. I let it go. It is the heat that makes it fluff up so beautifully.
Do you use a VO5 hot oil then?
Oof. That is for... You know, to be honest with you, I do use sort of like a heat press that just lets it fluff up just a little bit.
So
but you know what helps is when I go down to Florida and then I get that nice, you know, heaty, wavy look.
Like a good wet heat.
So you're it's a wet semi-flammable heat, yes. Element.
Oh, and then, I'm always on fire.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
That'll shape you. Second follow-up question for Snow Miser.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, how do you feel about seasonal straw?
Seasonal affective disorder.
That's a big topic. Yeah. That's a hot button topic right there.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, but this is my question. Stay away.
Follow up on that, but first I want to ask about straw boater hats. That's a bold fashion choice right there for you.
Oh, right.
You know what? That's one of the things that Toronto Mayor loves is that we love like a wonderful straw boater hat, like warm time. Like I can't wear that during winter. What do you have to say, Mr. White Christmas?
Wait, what are you doing here? This is a conversation between Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
He came back in from the...
Pause. Let's fucking pause. Like, obviously, if I'm talking like myself, then I'm myself. Right? Like, you guys get that, right? Like, I haven't left the room because...
I thought you were doing a bit!
No, I haven't left the room because I'm Heat Miser.
He's channeling.
Oh, you were interviewing, too.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're suspending... All right, moving on. We're suspending this
motorhead.
Well, my chapeau, I suppose, is what you were referring to, young lady, is traditional.
I have a question specifically for Heat Miser.
Yes.
So I feel like if you put hot dogs in each one of your fingers, they'll just roast.
I have roasted many hot dogs from the inside out shoving them onto pieces of me.
Heat Miser.
What are you asking me?
Heat Miser follow-up
question.
Can
you do it for me right now, please? Is what I'm asking.
Eat this hot dog. All right.
I'm going to place several cheeseburgers in
your pocket. Was your question for me? If I can produce hot dogs? Obviously I can.
Yes,
get that window open. It's going to get cold in here.
I have a question for the panel, if I may. The seasonal affective panel.
Yes, Eve. Yes. What do you got?
I was wondering if you guys shook hands, would you cancel each other out or make sort of a nice temperate zone?
Ooh, that's terrifying. Should we test that out, folks?
I don't want to touch it.
I don't know.
Frigid bitch.
Would it cause like a thunderstorm?
You wet blanket, you.
Oh, I'd rather be wet than be cold as ice.
Oh, it's paradise.
Of course you'd say that, you terrible bitch.
I've got all the best lines. You just yell at me.
Snow Miser.
Yes, love.
Sure, ask that piece of shit.
Yes,
these fingers made of icicles.
Would you let me
ask the question? Hold on.
Heat Miser, shut the fuck up.
You have these fingers made of icicles. If you were to do weird things to a dead body, would they notice? Because they're all so made of ice at that point. They're like down in the freezer, like in the morgue, like shoved in that drawer.
Sure.
And you're shoved in there because you're made of ice. They wouldn't know, would they? So you were just like a never
feel
like.
You sound like you're rather prejudiced against me.
Not at all.
Are you doing something with a Heat Miser?
No,
and I don't know.
If she was doing something with me,
she's doing it.
Sir,
yes.
I'm a professional. My personal life
You're
is not that
professional
dirty
what?
I'm a professional.
Professional getting on the Heat Miser.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see she's getting hot and bothered, and she's attacking me with my coldness.
Excuse me. Mr. Miser, don't be so cold.
Come on. Oh, well played.
Of course he's too cold. He doesn't know how to deal with the feminine form.
Solid burn, Mr.
We have another question. You in the back.
Mr. Cold Miser likes to put his cold feet on his woman.
Of course he loses them.
Concerns, Cold Miser and Heat Miser, shush.
So many.
Question in the back, yes, ma'am?
Yes. Yes, to both Misers. Have you watched Game of Thrones? And how would you collectively and respectively deal with a giant ice dragon?
That's a fairly interesting concept. What do you guys think? Like, is there...
Have
if there's an ice dragon, what would you do? Mr. Coldmaster, I feel like this is your place, yeah.
Has she been my castle recently? How did she penetrate the defenses?
She asked both of us.
My fortress of solitude!
You know what I would do with a fucking cold dragon? I would just
melt
him.
You won't do anything with my dragons!
Because he'd be in my clutch and I would melt him. So
you would do nothing to my dragons!
I would wrap my fingers around them and stroke him. I would stroke
anything other than your private parts.
I would stroke him repeatedly until he was warm enough to exist. Do you want me to stroke your dragon, Mr. Heat Miser? Wait. What?
I think
there's a breakout. No, there's not. I think that there's a breakout. Mr. Heat Miser, are you having an issue? I'm of course not having a... Oh, what? Let's ask some more questions. Go on now.
All right, I have a question.
This is getting saucy. No, but not.
What do Mr. Heat Miser, Mr. Snow Miser plan to do about global warming?
Ooh. You know...
You don't have to answer in a respectful way at all.
You're not.
There is.
You think you're going to say you invented the internet next?
There's quite the pulse because Mr. Snowmiser just thinks that he's going to rule the world. Well, guess what? I have taken over. How do you think that I've mined all of your oil and your various whatnot?
I've a
miser for all reasons.
Oh,
well, fuck you, Mr. Snowmiser. You are terrible. Oh, I've got you.
I have a question for the panel.
Yes.
Yes. Your eccentric hair and your predilection towards disregard for global warming, sir, are you perhaps affiliated with a certain other gentleman in power right now with odd hair?
I assume that you're speaking of me, Mr. Heatmaster, because of course I've got the orange one that is in my power. And this guy, all he wants is to burn some fuel. So, yes. I will set the world on fire. I am fully in support of these things. This is something that Toronto Manager does not support. Heatmiser, let me shut you down, Mr. Heatmiser. We don't necessarily get political, but I guess what you know, something that is very specific.
I don't want to know why it's cold in Siberia.
Because they're made of dumb little
see
twats.
Who's in whose clutches.
All right.
Oh, the Russian government. You think that you own them? Well, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Incredibly selfish question that will pit you both against each other in the most ridiculous juvenile way. Who can make me a better birthday party? The one who can grill things and delicious hot savory foods, or the one who can freeze delicious ice creams at every single rate of every kind of ice
you
cream?
You scream ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
That's his only line. Obviously, I can create delicious food for you.
Oh my god, can't misers just get
There's
along?
No contest.
Well,
I may still hire you.
I'm both. Too much.
You're too much.
That's your only line.
If I am a fair member of the press corps, I would
May
hate
I remind you that
much.
That is also your only line.
I object.
Of garbage.
I object.
Of course you do. You're cold to the bone.
I have a question
That's
for
right.
Heatmiser.
Yes.
What do you do when if you're in the desert, if it is over 100 degrees?
Yes.
And it's the place that you thrive.
Yes.
What do you apply to your undercarriage?
Oh, I like talc.
Sand.
It draws it up properly.
I just want to know how you can function properly.
What
to
if it's cold?
Feel so comfortable and so in your own skin in that
Sand.
Area.
Why don't you ask my wife, son? Multiple. How about that? My heat wives.
Heat wives? Are you in the
You know, the mirages that float along the ashes.
They all exist. Shut your mouth.
You know, I heard they have heat flashes.
Well, that's fine. That means that I'm literally flashing them with my penis.
I see a heat mirage wife in the
I don't know if that was an issue.
Sure. What's going on back there?
Sure.
I have a question for both of you.
What is your sex life like?
Oh! Well, I just said that I've got multiple wives. What do you want from me? Well, obviously, I'm hot in the sack.
Much like the desert, dry and full of blisters.
Yes.
And I'm hot as a rock. I'd rather be full of blisters than, kissing your sister. All right, well, you finish that for me. If you're kissing your sister, fuck you then, I suppose.
We wish you could just...
Gentlemen, relax.
Follow-up question?
Okay.
What is a heat blister, and how does one treat it?
You know, heat blister is actually a big question that heat miser is actually... That's very funny. I don't... Settle down, sir, settle down. That is actually a great question. What is a heat blister considered to you? What would you think is something that you would consider? Is that a negative? Is heat blister a negative? You sing about it like it isn't a negative. I think that is a very astute question.
It's too much friction.
A heat blister is quite enjoyable if you appreciate it properly.
You need to glide. You got too much friction.
You know, when I was in college, I appreciated my heat blisters. It's not considered an issue. It's not like it's herpes or anything. It's only heat blister.
Sir,
it's just like a cold sore.
I remember this one time I was scaling across the Galapagos, and there was this lot lizard. She was looking good.
Oh, is this a member of the press corps? All right, go on.
Are you Chester?
Yeah.
Is this why we shouldn't fucking share a hookah with you?
No, go on.
We're eating at Kohl's.
You know, you don't have to worry about heat blisters, but I only have to worry about cold sauce.
You know what? That's it. I'm done. I've had enough. I'm out of here. Fuck you. Fuck this whole thing.
Hey.
Enjoy your fucking cold.
As the head of the press corps, I have to say, if these two stay in the same room anymore, they will create a whole tornado of weird, weird air towards each other. We should all split.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Thank you, sirs.
Well, you know what? It was a little bit rough. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Mr. Heat Miser has stormed out of the room. And,
I thought he'd never leave.
I'm sorry that we created so much chaos.
Mr. Cold Miser, what do you have to say for, you know, do you have anything to say to our listening public?
Do you have a message for the public?
Chill out.
Very good.
Wonderful. So obviously Mr. Cold Miser has won the argument. And, this is our villainous corner for the evening.
May you go about your lovely evening.
Unfortunately, apparently, it's going to be a very cold Christmas. Because we have lost Mr. Heat Miser.
That poor thing. Well, you know, he's off to go on holiday, isn't he?
I feel like it's going to be quite terrible for him. Because
all he has to do is take his pointy little fingers and stick hot dogs in all of them. And he just have dinner for the whole night.
That's terrible.
I know.
Well... Ladies and gentlemen,
hot dog finger bastard.
He doesn't have chipped ham, does he?
Not to my knowledge.
I figure with, you know, our all very this grumpiness and whatnot, I think he means to be hibernating this time of the year, and we probably woken him too soon, so that's probably good to explain his irritability.
I agree, and I think whenever the world ends in a month or two, it's because of that.
And
weather
the heat
pattern.
Blisters. Heat blisters are a major factor.
That's what happens when you go south of the border.
Yeah. Heat blisters equal apocalypto.
The free clinic is free for a free reason, so please get yourself looked at if you have heat blisters.
Get yourself checked out.
So the very last on the Toronto cast, let's say that Mr. Heat Miser, you have failed miserably. You can't defend yourself, so let's defend ourselves for you. You're just a spoiled sport, and God knows we will obviously have a very cold winter. Mr. Groundhog has seen the most that he can see. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you enjoyed the Toronto cast, and I hope that you enjoyed hanging out with us. Mr. Snow Miser, do you have anything last to say?
Have yourself a very merry Christmas.
All right, that's fair enough.
Caster, have you got some last words?
Groundhog will never come out of that hole.
Valda and the rest.
I want more rum, darling.
Yes. Have a drunken, riffic holiday.
Again, I thank everybody for having me out again. And, Mr. Heat Miser, I hope you get to, make it back to your cave for some hibernation. Mr. Cold Miser, thank you for your time. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, let's hope that Mr. Heat Miser gets the help that he deserves. And from Trundle Manor, from the attic, let's wish everybody a very good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Keep the wheels a spinning and the beavers a grinning.
Well, my Trundlefiles, there you have it. Seems Uncle Mike was right when he predicted this wouldn't come out until Valentine's Day. You can't blame us for trying. It ain't easy being locked up in this place with my own thoughts. So many voices telling me what to do. Anyway, we would like to thank all of our supporters and cast for that diligent, hard work keeping the manor alive. We especially want to thank our Patreon supporters, Michael Ravensland and Hannah, Morgan Toglia, Sam Burns, Joe Battaglia, Renee Reese, and Kimberly Fanto for keeping us going. We hope that you all will follow suit. Money is fun to play with, after all. Now be sure to tune in for the next Trundlecast, whenever that may be, where our usual cavalcade of monsters will be toasting to your misfortune and probably planning some mischief on the side. Well, while you're waiting, why not visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages online to get a glimpse into the lives of our inhabitants. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into their search boxes. We're also at patreon.com/Trundle Manor. Pretty easy. That's all one word. Check that out. Now, don't forget to send your stories to Trundle Manor. Also, both unusual and unnatural, send them to thetrundlecast@trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. All right. That's it. We hope you'll come and see us in the parlor someday. Unless, of course, we see you there first. Sleep well, my Trundlefiles.